Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Support WrestleTalk.
Give us a subscribe.
Hey everybody, I'm John Cena.
Hey, it's professional wrestler Colt Boom Boom Cabana.
Hey, I'm Double J Jeff here.
And this is Rick Swan.
Matt Riddle, the King of Rose.
I'm Rocco Cinco Romero.
David Starr.
Support WrestleTalk.
You are watching WrestleTalk.
Congratulations, you got here. Now, subscribe and support
WrestleTalk.
Support WrestleTalk and please subscribe now.
Support WrestleTalk. Do it.
Support Ollie. Support me. Support WrestleTalk.
Support WrestleTalk.
Support WrestleTalk.
Because we talk about wrestling, and I like it.
Support WrestleTalk.
And don't subscribe.
Support WrestleTalk. Home of Luke Owen. Whatever WrestleTalk is, and whoever Luke Owen is, support the Ravens. Nevermore.
WrestleTalk. Rumble. Now and live.
It's Crown Jewel Predictions time here on WrestleTalk. I'm Ollie Davis. This is Laurie Blake. Over there is Chopper Pete Quinnell. What's that right there? What's that down there? It's our new graphics. Look how sexy they look. What do you think of them, Laurie?
I can't see them.
They're right there, Laurie. We can see them. We've got some super chats scrolling beneath.
Oh, yeah.
Right underneath us.
That's quite cool.
Well done,
it's right there.
Making those.
Well done,
thanks.
Yeah.
Last time we broached anything like this, people were furious because it interrupted the shot.
Well,
it's not the most dynamic video we're making.
Look,
it's
fine. This way. It's where the desk is. So the shot was already interrupted.
Yeah.
Yes.
Right, so we are here to predict Crown Jewel, which is tomorrow. Laurie and I will be live streaming the entire thing tomorrow, so you can hang out here with us and get through. What's your description of it?
My Super Saudi Sweet 16 for the Crown Prince. It's just his birthday party, isn't it? Where he's just invited some wrestlers. Instead of getting Mungo Jerry to play, he's just invited some wrestlers he likes.
And Tyson Fury. He's like, oh, but those aren't wrestlers. Yeah, but I want them.
Yeah. Do you want Chesney Hawks at your birthday, Prince? No, thank you. I'll have Tyson Fury and Cain Velasquez. Thank you.
Mark my words, though. He's going to get bored in 3 years' time. Mariah Carey is going to be doing halftime shows at Super Showdowns.
It's right. Chuck E. Cheese, everyone.
Let's start with the pre-show match then, which is a 20-man battle royal with the winner facing AJ Styles for the United States Championship on the main show.
There's some top quality
so
talent in this.
We
match.
Have got a full list of names. If you'd like me to go through all of them.
Please do.
We've got Sunil Singh, who I believe is the current 24/7 champion. Or is
you
it the
racist.
Other one?
And big time single star.
Can't remember which Singh it is that has it right now. One of the two, isn't it? Mojo Rawley, Eric Rowan, R-Truth, Sin Cara.
Okay, so Eric Rowan is a potential, I'd say.
Mm-hmm. Yep. R-Truth, Sin Cara, The Brian Kendrick, Titus O'Neil, Tony Nese, Akira Tozawa, Shelton Benjamin, Apollo Crews, Buddy Murphy.
Buddy Murphy's another one.
Mm-hmm. Andrade.
Mm-hmm. Andrade could go.
You might want to do the next one because it's a certain Drake Maverick fellow.
Drake Maverick.
Thank you. Eric Young. Eric Young, Luke Harper, Cedric Alexander, Heath Slater.
He gets a finger.
Cedric Alexander is getting my finger.
Humberto Carrillo.
Yep, he's a big finger.
And No Way Jose.
Okay, so there's five realistic people there.
Yeah.
I'll go first. I picked Carrillo just because, well, two three reasons, and two of those are dimples.
Hey.
And the third one is that he's been feuding with AJ Styles this week. The OC beat him down after their non-title match.
Mm-hmm.
So I can see him getting a match here against AJ Styles.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Which is a shame because he'll have to lose.
Yeah. Yes. I'm also saying Umberto for exactly the same reason, because it seemed like that feud was going to continue from Raw. So continue it here.
To be King and exciting, I've also gone for Umberto Carrillo.
Cool.
Sadly. It could be Cedric. I think like they've had a bit of a feud going on this year. Mm-hmm. Eric Rowan.
Which AJ won decisively.
Yeah, which AJ won really decisively. But, yeah. You know, they're not adverse to doing things from the past at Crown Jewel.
That's you got a point.
And Rowan and Buddy Murphy and Andrade are all heels.
Exactly.
And that heel AJ dynamic doesn't work, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's quite clear it's going to be Carrillo then. Mm-hmm. Watch it be R-Truth.
Yeah. Mansoor will suddenly make a run in. We've got then that match that's set up from that. AJ Styles versus that Battle Royal winner. So who's going to win? We don't have to get the Battle Royal winner right for this one. We can just say it's either AJ or the person who wins the Battle Royal to win this one.
But if you get it both right, is that a Hail Mary? And then you get an extra point.
No.
You win 100 points.
Yeah.
If you get both.
Let's not.
Because it's an accumulator.
If you could just say instead here, rather than because we've got Battle Royal winner as the pick, should there be a third category for just write a name in? And if it's that name, then you win. You win the whole Wrestle League off the bat.
You want a text field input where you can write anything. Andy is having a heart attack right now. That's very hard to do on Google Forms. I'm saying AJ Styles, by
yeah,
the way.
Yeah, same. Yeah, so am I, yeah, because I don't think he's going to be losing it.
Yeah.
They might do something crazy. They might have Street Profits interfere and Umberto wins or something.
It is a title match, though, isn't
it? I know,
it?
Yeah. But they might do some in
Anderson and Gallows get in and start beating them up. Street Profits make the save.
Yeah.
Just do the exact same thing you did on Raw.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We've then got Saudi Arabia's own Mansoor taking on Cesaro.
I wonder.
In a match. I'm going to say Mansoor, but for exactly the same reason why he won the
difficult choice.
Battle Royal last year, because it's hometown. So there you go.
Yeah, the secret to going over in your hometown is having the guy who owns the hometown pay WWE loads of money.
Yeah.
This is how
he's going to have a long and prosperous career, Mansoor. He's hoping that his Saudi Arabia deal keeps going. He's like, yes, I'll be Universal Champion by the end of 2021.
Has he done anything on NXT?
No.
He's a good promo. He's a good wrestler.
I think after Super Showdown, when he won the Battle Royal, I think he appeared once. And I think he lost.
Mm. That's a shame.
And that's about it.
He's got something. He's got a real natural charisma, I think.
Yeah, he's great.
Yeah.
Yeah, I really like him. It would have just made more sense to have given him some TV time on NXT before the Saudi show.
Yeah.
To be like, oh, when people actually cared. Yeah, and then after. And then when you keep bringing him out, suspiciously, because it's like, well, he's from here.
Yeah.
So he's going to have a match and he's going to win it.
Yeah.
People will be a bit more like, oh, it's not quite so obvious what you're doing.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. I'm assuming both of you guys are going for Mansoor as well.
Mansoor.
Next up, we've got the largest tag team turmoil match to determine the World Cup for the best tag team in the world. So we've got The New Day, obviously not Xavier Woods.
They get a sum.
Kofi and Big E. Viking Raiders, current Raw Tag Team Champions.
I'd say those are the two favorites.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Heavy Machinery. Lucha House Party, which is two of the three, apparently, according to Wikipedia anyways.
I reckon Heavy Machinery will get over big in that sort of crowd.
I think so, yeah. Hawkins and Ryder, The Revival, who are the SmackDown
Tag Team Champions. They'll be New Day facing them on Friday's SmackDown show.
That's right, yeah.
God, they're going to be... There's going to be some tired boys right there.
Yeah, no
lovely
kidding.
Time with the tired boys flying over from Saudi Arabia for a show the next day.
Yeah. The OC in there, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Tag Team, and the B Team.
Mm.
I've gone with the New Day for this one because I think they're going to try and keep their momentum going for their SmackDown Tag Team title match. And I think
they're very over last Friday.
Yeah. But they're very over with the Saudi Arabian crowd, I'd say. So New Day is just an easy choice to send the crowd home happy, except it's not the main event, but you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've gone with New Day as well.
Yeah.
I've actually just gone with everything Pete's gone with.
Is this tactics again?
It's not tactics. This was actually just completely accidental.
Mm. You're at the bottom, Pete.
I am.
In the current Wrestle League standings.
Oh, yeah. We didn't talk about the Wrestle League standings before we started, but yes, I am.
Yeah, so, of course, this season of Wrestle League concludes on Survivor Series.
Yeah.
We've had Bound for Glory, so we've got Crown Jewel, Full Gear, NXT TakeOver, War Games, and Survivor Series. So there's a lot to play for there still.
Oh, yeah.
Four big events.
Yeah.
No Impact, though, so Luke won't overtake me now. We've had Impact.
He's jumped to second place, though, off of Bound for Glory.
I'm going to race off now.
Yeah.
I'm second from bottom. So
you are. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm going for new. I've ticked Viking Raiders. Apparently.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you can always answer.
I'm going with what Tuesday Ollie said.
Viking Raiders. I mean,
not what night before Ollie feels now.
Yeah. So yeah. So I mean, current Raw Tag Team Champions. They're not, you know, completely wild card picks.
Yeah.
It's possible.
Yeah.
Load of big moves.
Mm-hmm.
It's a turmoil, a
tag team turmoil match.
So that's a gauntlet stipulation.
I don't know.
I don't know what it is, but it's to determine the best tag team in the world.
Yeah.
People have seen Shane McMahon in Saudi Arabia. Is there some version of it where Shane McMahon wins it on his own? Or does Shane McMahon come out to try and win it? The Miz comes out to interfere. They accidentally end up in a tag team and then the co-besties in the world again. That's my outsider's pick.
Here we go.
I'll happily win all of Wrestle League if I get it right.
Tag team turmoil, according to WrestleMania, Wikipedia, is another version of an elimination tag team match. Match has a team in each of the four corners to start the match, but as each team is eliminated, another team takes its place, similar to a gauntlet match.
Cool.
So it's a gauntlet match. Which is also always a four-way elimination match.
But I think it will be the stupid WWE four-way rule where you only have two people that are legal, but they can tag anyone instead of having like four people legal.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Dreadful.
I think it's going to be that, and it's going to be really bad.
There are multiple versions of this.
Yeah.
One where only two teams start, so it's more like a gauntlet.
A proper gauntlet, yeah.
So I don't know what version they'll use. I doubt even they know.
Yeah.
But I would say I wouldn't want to eliminate the Viking Raiders. They did earlier this year with just having the OC and the Viking Raiders brawl to a DQ.
Yeah. So I don't know.
It's crappy.
I don't know. Honestly, I didn't know the rules of a tag team turmoil match before I picked the New Day. If it was a proper, if it is going to be a proper gauntlet star match, I think that favors Viking Raiders more because I don't think they want to beat them properly in this
Kofi's
one.
King of the Gauntlet, so
it's true.
That's a good point.
Very good point.
But Tuesday, Ollie.
Yeah,
Dead Viking Raiders.
I was really on the ball yesterday.
Yeah. Then we've got the first ever women's match in Saudi Arabia that was announced earlier today. Natalia versus Lacey Evans. That's happening.
Yeah, which immediately dated my wrestle sketch.
Yes, it did.
With the man joke about Becky Lynch and the loophole.
Is that going up today?
It's already gone up.
Oh, it's already gone up. Okay.
Whacked, spaffed it up there. People want content. They're getting all the content.
Give them
at
content.
The
I have gone for Natalia for this one because I don't know why. I guess if they want to try and have feel good moment, women's match in Saudi Arabia, they want the face to win. That's literally the only reason I've got. I can't think of much else.
I'll go for Natalia because then they can play Bret Hart's music twice.
God.
which is what the Saudi prince
wants,
isn't
it? Yeah, totally right. Yeah.
Bret, I hope Bret does turn up in, because he doesn't give an F about anything these days.
No.
And he will give even fewer Fs here.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I'm actually going for Lacey Evans because...
Really?
I think... Well, first of all, she didn't get to go over in her and Natalia's feud overall. So I think they want to rectify that fast. She's obviously someone WWE have very high hopes for to go to the top of their women's division, really, because she's got a very interesting past, being an ex-Marine, is it?
Mm-hmm.
Certainly in the military.
That's the one.
And also she's blonde, which is a big tick box for how WWE like to book their top female stars. Also, this is something that WWE can forever hang a PR moniker onto. If Lacey Evans is going to be doing all those media appearances in the future, they can always say she won the first ever women's match in Saudi Arabia.
Yeah.
So that, like, I think Lacey Evans is a very good future pick, mm-hmm. if that's the idea, where Natalia is of a level and she's never going to, you know, she's been in the company for 15 years.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's fair. Those are some good points, but I'm still going Natalia.
That Bret Hart music, mate. Come on.
Yeah.
Or Bret Hart. It's an equal argument. Yeah.
Then we've got Team Hogan versus Team Flair. So on Team Hogan, it's Roman Reigns, Rusev, Ali, Shorty G, and Ricochet versus King Corbin, Randy Orton, Bobby Lashley, Drew McIntyre, and Shinsuke Nakamura. I've gone for Team Hogan for this one because baby faces? I don't know. I guess Saudi Prince likes Hogan. I mean, probably likes Flair as well, but probably likes Hogan more. So, yeah, Hogan. I don't really have many good reasons for this card, if I'm honest, but...
Hogan's going over, isn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah, his music's playing. It's,
yeah, his music, yes. Again, his music's going to be playing. I'm basing it on how many times you get the celebration. Hogan's going... Or Undertaker appears with his own Team Undertaker.
God.
They win.
Just five extra things.
Just Kane. Undertaker.
He's got Gangrel back.
Yeah.
Boogeyman.
Yeah,
he did a YouTube did a video recently.
Yeah.
All the spooky ones. Alistair He's Black is there for no reason.
Yep.
The Fiend is on his team. doing double duty.
Yeah.
Undertaker wins.
So weirdly, Seth Rollins was going to do double duty.
He was
the initial team captain for Team Hogan. Mm-hmm. And then they just were like...
Nah. Can't do two matches in one night. That's absurd.
It's almost like the Fiend is a threat that you have to take seriously.
Don't know about that.
I'm going Team Hogan too because...
Yeah.
Baby faces and the Crown Prince, who this show is really for, obviously likes that era of wrestling. And I think he likes WWF era of wrestling, not NWA, WCW, Ric Flair.
Yes, totally fair.
One thing on that, though.
Yes.
Pictured on the flight over to Saudi Arabia, along with Natalia and Lacey Evans, was one other blondie, and that's Lana.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now, we were saying in the office...
It's a cuck storyline in front of the Saudis.
Yeah, Bobby Lashley and Rusev are on opposing teams in this match. Is Lana going to be at ringside to factor into this? And I never really thought about the complications of doing an adultery storyline.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's hypersexualized in this environment.
Yeah.
I don't think that'd be happening.
No.
No.
I don't think it'd be happening either.
Hmm?
Yeah, I can't see that.
Maybe she's literally there to be with Rusev.
You mean Lashley?
No, but I mean in real life.
Oh, right. Okay.
They are real life man and husband and wife.
Right.
Not legally, not anymore.
Yeah.
Lashley's eaten that wedding ring.
Exactly. Then we've got the three bigger matches on the card. We've got Braun Strowman versus Tyson Fury.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with Tyson Fury because I don't think he's going to lose considering he's undefeated in actual boxing. I don't think they're going to bring in this massive draw to have Braun just beat him. And I don't think they particularly worry about Braun. I think they always see him at a certain level. And to a degree, no matter how much he loses, he's still going to be at a certain level. So I think they don't really mind if Braun loses. So I'm going to go with Fury.
I think realistically, the match is going to go to a no contest. I think it's going to go into it's just going to get called off and both guys are going to look strong. And they're either going to do it again down the line on one of their own proper pay-per-views.
WrestleMania.
Mania or something.
Next Saudi show.
I can't see Fury, but if you're going to have to pick a thing, I can't see Tyson Fury losing.
Yes.
Because like you said, he's undefeated at, what was it, the Lionel Richie Boxing Champion. he's undefeated at that.
Yes.
So... He's not losing, but I think realistically it's going to go to a no contest.
Cool.
Yeah, I'm going Tyson Fury too. I don't think they'll do a no contest.
I reckon
just because it's such a lame finish.
It is.
And they've done a lot of those recently. Did you know that before Monday, Seth Rollins has had either a ref stoppage, count out, no DQ finish for his previous seven consecutive matches?
What? That's insane. Yeah.
That's what Sean Ross Sapp tweeted. And now I'm saying it, I'm thinking, huh, but he beat Carrillo clean on Raw the previous week.
Yep.
So I don't know if he's talking about just pay-per-view matches.
Mm. Yeah, maybe.
But yeah, it's nuts.
That's mad.
That is insane.
No, but he won clean.
But then he won clean at SummerSlam.
At SummerSlam. Huh. I'm glad I didn't cover that tweet in today's news because I obviously misunderstood it. Tyson Fury, I think.
Yeah.
It seems like a one-off deal the way it's been talked about in the press. So those sorts of big name stars, particularly Floyd Mayweather, tend to win. I think it'll go very short. It'll be a worked boxing fight, and then Fury will get a knockout blow. Braun falls over in a sort of a knockout thing.
Mm-hmm.
But Braun's okay, you know, afterwards.
Yeah. Then we've got the match for the WWE Championship. We've got Brock Lesnar versus Rey Mysterio's buddy, Cain Velasquez.
Future Dominic.
Future Dominic. Cain Velasquez.
Dominic has come back.
Future, yeah.
He's come back to warn him about signing with WWE.
It's all the
Almanac,
Ray! Laurie, you can go first this time.
Did I put Brock Lesnar? I think I put Brock for this. Yeah, I did.
Yeah. Why?
I just don't think they're going to put the belt on Cain in his first match. Maybe as interesting as I think that is, but he's very green in terms of wrestling and ring stuff. And I just don't think they're... I think they'll use the Mysterios to protect Cain somewhat in a loss here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, if there's any no contest finish, I think this will be the match where it happens, where you can set up a rematch between Brock and Cain later down the line. Cain Velasquez has signed a 3-year deal with WWE, but he has reportedly been putting off operation of some kind, some sort of injury surgery. So I think after this, he'll probably disappear for a bit, rehab that, and then come back for a rematch.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So I've Brock as well.
Yep. I've also gone Brock because I don't think they're going to have him lose to someone that's that new because he's Brock Lesnar. He's very well protected.
So. Ah, but he is a real star, remember, from an actual UFC thing.
Yes.
So he can legitimately manhandle Brock Lesnar, unlike everyone else.
Who definitely can't.
But yeah, all those wrestlers that we love and believe in.
But Brock can manhandle him back. Brock is a UFC star as well.
That's a good point. There's going to be so many
counter UFC
handling each other.
And then finally, we've got Seth Rollins versus The Fiend for the Universal Championship in a Falls Count Anywhere match that can't be stopped for any reason, apparently. I'm going with Seth because I can't see The Fiend winning anymore.
Mm,
I legitimately, I just can't see it.
1, 2, 3.
Oh, yeah, he's just going to win. And it's going to be really bad, and everyone's going to be so upset, and Seth is just going to win. I think there might be some shenaniganry where, like, The Fiend is on top, but he chooses to spare Seth or whatever, use, like, the heel side of him to, like, not win immediately, and then Seth capitalizes on that and pins him or something. But Seth is going to win, I think. That's my prediction anyways. And
I've gone with Seth as well, to be fair.
Yeah.
I don't have any good reasons other than I just don't believe they care about The Fiend
in the way
that we all thought they did.
Yeah, I think that's the biggest thing.
Watching Hell in a Cell sort of just drummed it out of me of like, nah, it's not going to happen, is it? They just want the money of you thinking that's going to happen.
Yeah.
And then the disappointment of it. Like, if it's going to happen, it's not going to happen here, surely. Like, there's far more people to make it up to than doing it for the Saudi prince.
Yeah. Yeah.
I've gone for The Fiend.
Oh, okay. Oh. Spicy. Okay.
Because I just, if The Fiend loses, and the way they've built this match, it's a Falls Count Anywhere, specifically, that cannot be stopped for any reason.
Yes.
Which is ridiculous,
because that implies it
can't even be stopped for a 3 count. Yeah. It's just going to go on forever. But...
on the plane home.
Yeah. the way they've built it, and how hard they've booked themselves into a corner... And they've done that once. They already booked themselves into a corner and managed to break through into the floor below by accident. And the place is now flooded because they burst a pipe. And they're drowning. So the only way is to get out of that little hole they made up into the proper floor and then get out. And I think I can't see any way other than that than for The Fiend to win. Because if Seth wins, everyone's going to hate him more. Like it's not a good babyface trajectory he has right now. The Fiend, you might get to have something going with him. Plus, that means SmackDown has both champions with Brock and Fiend. that at least creates some form of intrigue around where the landscape will go, building up to Survivor Series.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Those are all very good logical points.
Great points.
However, they're not. I don't think they've considered any of those.
Seth's been winning all the dark matches.
Yeah.
So I think they've been testing after episodes of on TV. They've been testing in front of live audiences, fan reaction to Seth winning, and just doing different configurations of Seth wins and then the Fiend beats him down, and then Seth wins and then something else happens and then the Fiend beats him down. It's like, which one will you cheer at that isn't giving him the belt?
Yeah.
What is the perfect amount of stumps to kick out of?
Yeah, is it six? Is it seven? That's what they're doing, and that's what this will be.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going for the Fiend for better or worse. We'll see.
Can't see him winning now, unfortunately. We've got some super chats that came in.
There's a bonus prediction.
There's a bonus question. I forgot about the bonus question, which is, what is it? Will the Undertaker make a physical appearance at the show? And that's very specific. It has to be a physical appearance at the show. I've said no.
I went for this no. One.
Yeah. I'm for yes.
Okay.
Where though? Where, Holly?
Dong. Well, it could.
A Fiend match.
Yeah, I think you could have a Fiend match with the Undertaker. That could be your Survivor Series.
That would mean that Seth wins.
Yeah, it probably does. So yeah. I'm hedging my bets. But I think you could also do Fiend. I mean, if you really want to rebuild Fiend properly, you have him win the belt here, then you have him beat Undertaker at Survivor Series. Mm-hmm. And in a big way as well.
Oh,
and you
yeah.
can build to a rematch for the Undertaker's 15th retirement at WrestleMania. Or John Cena. You know, but people that Bray Wyatt has
He's
been buried
properly
by
dead
the past.
This time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He leaves all of his clothes in the ring.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
So now we've got some super chats. There was some someone's earlier that happened on the mini stream that you did. That was some breaking news. That was the announcement of the Lacey Evans Natalya match. There were some super chats there that we said we'd read out on this stream. So Phoenix comes in to say, I wonder if their hair will be showing. Genuine question. About the women's match that's happening. I don't know.
So in Abu Dhabi, it was on show.
Yeah.
It'd be weird to
Abu
see
Dhabi's
them.
Abu Dhabi's slightly more progressive overall, mm-hmm. though, isn't it? It's much more westernized Abu Dhabi.
Yes.
And it'll be weird to see them wrestle in hairnets or scarves Renee Young had a sort of, I can't remember how she was dressed on commentary last year.
I don't remember, actually.
I don't know.
Phoenix again.
Events from my mind.
from the Raw review that we did, Ollie.
Yes.
When I was talking about Natalia and how I didn't really rate her as a wrestler. Phoenix has responded saying, Natalia is an okay wrestler, by the way, Ollie. She's safe hands, obviously, but like the matches she does in WWE, have legit never impressed me or excited me.
I think we're just butting heads over what a good wrestler is.
Yes.
Like, for when I hear good wrestler, I think in-ring technician. I don't mean so much getting over with the crowd and everything. Mm-hmm. I think she's very... So Renee Young's hair was uncovered at Crown Jewel. She was wearing a black jumper up to about here. Sleeves down to her wrists, but her hair was uncovered, so maybe that's a sign.
I assume that might be it, yeah. Phoenix again, saying, I'm going to be at home chanting Please Don't Die.
Mm.
Yeah.
Cool.
Bo Leon Snyders said, the Rusev-Lashley storyline will lead to Bobby and Lana wedding on Raw, or Rusev turns up with one of Bobby's sisters. Not likely, but who knows?
Yes! The sisters!
The three sisters.
Why would Rusev turn up with them, and why wouldn't they be bridesmaids?
Well, Rusev would bang all three of them.
I think they would already be bridesmaids.
Or maybe Lashley introduces his sisters as his bridesmaids, and Rusev comes out with them, and he's like, "Oh, I've got all of them."
Yeah, all of them on his arms.
All three of them.
Like,
yeah,
I'm a sex
act, like the Godfather. Nate Drop Surname said they're going to have the well-established tag team of Lacey and Natalia face each other. Also, brand split. LOL.
Yeah, well, it's a house show.
Yeah,
it's
a house show.
Super Showdown Sweet 16.
And then with no message, there was Pranay Jayaswal and Benjamin A from the previous stream. And now we've got super chats from this stream. Tim Arndt.
Oh, sorry. Before,
go ahead.
We should have probably announced this at the start. Mine and Laurie's live stream reactions tomorrow. All the super chats there are going to go to charity, just like we did for the Greatest Royal Rumble earlier this year. Sammy for Syria. The campaign.
Yes.
Sami Zayn's charity to raise money for sort of mobile medical clinics to put in Syrian refugee camps. It's a very good cause. I'm hoping it's still going.
Yeah, that would be good, wouldn't it?
We'll have to find another charity otherwise. But yeah, that's the plan for tomorrow.
Cool. Tim Arndt comes in to say, since WWE screwed up the Hell in a Cell finish, do you reckon they'll screw this ending up by having Seth and The Fiend pin each other at the same time?
Ooh.
Dual champions?
No, that would just be
co-besties of the world, universal champion.
God.
No, I don't think that'll happen. No.
I really hope not. Jobba JJ comes in to say, WWE looked at my YouTube name and Patreon name and combined them to make their World Cup. I'm the best jobber in the world who doesn't have to determine best jobber. Seth Amphetamines.
It's nice when parodies become the actual inspiration for WWE serious things.
Seth Amphetamines said, I heard Laurie Blake is a super tough dude.
You heard wrong. I'm a bleeder.
The
best I can hope is for someone to drown in my blood.
The Zornice said, I don't know how many of these I can read, if I'm honest.
If they're sort of offensive about certain stuff, we're sorry, folks. We can't read them out.
Some of them are. I can't tell. Chris Austin said, Rollins will pin Mr. Rogers Wyatt in the funhouse.
Ooh.
Wow, what's that? The Fools Count Anywhere, they'll brawl around and then
go
into
around.
The Firefly Funhouse
and then
backstage.
The Fiend will then just be normal Bray Wyatt as soon as they enter the Funhouse.
No, because The Fiend's been in the Funhouse. In the Fiend's intro video, he was in the Funhouse. I think, but the Rambling Rabbit betrays Bray.
This is crap gimmick territory.
Has a little hammer, you know.
Oh, and then the ref stops the mat. Oh, no, it can't be stopped.
Yeah, can't be stopped for any
Even
reason.
Even for tiny hammers.
Yeah. There's a few people asking, do you think they'll use the severed head entrance at Crown Jewel?
Yeah.
Probably.
I would advise WWE not to.
Yeah.
Which is a shame because it's such a good entrance feature for The Fiend. But I don't think the optics are particularly good. I don't think you want everyone to be able to use a screenshot of your potentially top champion holding a severed head in a country that still has beheadings as a punishment.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
It's not quite a whimsical bit of theatre anymore, is it?
Sean Turner said, Ollie, can I get a The beautiful city of Jeddah. By God, it's so progressive.
I'll stand away from that.
Yeah, that'd be good.
Because it's going to be coming. It's not from Jeddah, though. It's Riyadh.
It's Riyadh this time.
It's the beautiful city of Riyadh. Oh, my God, it's so beautiful and progressive. I think they've got flying cars there. It's so progressive.
Oh, yeah,
it's
totally.
The Jetsons, I heard.
Yeah. Like, I'm waiting for 5G. They've got 7G.
Mark Abenheimer said, thanks for helping me recover from eye surgery.
That was all
You're
us.
You're welcome. Yeah, totally all us for that. Nothing to do with the surgery itself.
Well, all the meds.
Ralph Marion asked same question as before about Bray's head. Chris Wagstaff said, does NXT's weekly show devalue excitement for takeovers? Since each week feels like a mini takeover now, I can't help but feel less excited for them.
Huh.
I wouldn't say so. From a personal standpoint, as someone who's been watching NXT every week since it's gone to USA now, I feel more excited for takeovers because I'm thinking, if this is the quality of a weekly show, what's the quality going to be like for a takeover? So I'm now more excited for a takeover than I was before.
Yeah, I think they're doing more big stuff on the weekly show that's leading to what will be a very interesting takeover this time. Like, there's about a heel turn. Like, what's going to happen at War Games? What's Balor going to be doing? Mm-hmm. I imagine it's going to be like his first big match back.
Yeah.
Can't wait.
Yeah. Jesse Venable said, Ollie, back when Pete first started after the hilarious phone call, you played Joe Keery's song Roddy. His reaction was great. My three-year-old loves the song.
Joe Keery's song Roddy?
Roddy? Yep.
I don't know what that is.
Not a clue. No idea.
I'm glad your three-year-old liked it, though.
Yes. Metal Bear said, if Seth wins, I'll cry. He's such a goober. They've been trying to shove Seth and Roman-shaped pegs in a Cena-shaped hole for years now. It's not working. No one wants them to be a repeat of Cena either.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Popo?
You could argue they're just trying to shove the Fiend into an Undertaker-shaped
yeah.
hole.
So. Yeah, there's also that.
What are you gonna do?
Pope Tay TV said, where's the follow-up on the latest Miles tweets? We covered that during yesterday's news. You covered it in your trustworthy news.
Unless, of course,
yesterday.
There's been more.
Yeah, there probably been more.
I think he started to apologize for stuff.
Okay.
He's put out one apology, I think, but yeah.
Yeah.
Was that for the Jay Lethal stuff? Or was that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But the vast majority of that up to, you know, today, we covered in yesterday's news. Rocky Balboa said, if not Sammy Fasiria, try to donate to Team Trees from Mr. Beast.
Oh, yeah, so he's doing a big campaign at the moment. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I think just because Sammy is a wrestler and everything, and it'd be good to give them some publicity because they need to reach $50,000 looking at this page, and they're at $28,000.
Yeah.
So I think 2,000 of which was ours from earlier this year. So hopefully we can bump it up more.
Yeah, that'd be great. Jeffrey Pridemore said, I hope the heat doesn't harm Flair and Hogan.
You're worried about Hogan's reputation being damaged.
No, I think they mean literally the heat.
Oh, the real feel heat.
Yeah, the real feel heat. It shouldn't be as bad because it is October. So it shouldn't be real feel at 40-something degrees.
I'm such a wrestling fan.
I know.
I hear heat.
Talk about backstage heat.
Because Hogan's got plenty, mate.
Yeah.
He's been fine.
Sean Turner said it's going to be an empty, I assume he means empty arena for the women's match, which I doubt. But
well, it'll be interesting to see how the crowd react to it, though.
Because was it Crown Jewel last year? No, Greatest Royal Rumble. They accidentally played a clip with Carmella in it, and they had to, like, the Saudi television, the sports board in Saudi Arabia had to apologize for it and the indecent scenes. Apparently they took it off air as well on state television. So this has to be very carefully done, I would imagine.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, you don't want people booing it, which is a possibility. People booed that clip and that was on for like 5 seconds, I think.
Gabriel Reyes says, El Fagador, the most trustworthy screen stalker.
Hi.
It's you. Jesse Venables said, Joe Keery is Steve the Hare from Stranger Things.
It's a great song. Yeah. Oh, I'm glad you like that. That's where we put the hair on, the wigs. Do you remember?
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Sure.
Me and you did the Screen Stalker. It was in early...
Yeah.
That's a really good song. Yeah, I know what you mean now. Sorry. I got myself
very confused.
That shoegazy thing he was doing.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. He's got a good voice.
My brother witnessed him to Halloween at his work.
Really?
In the Chips Ahoy or whatever it is.
That's a good costume.
Yeah.
We should dress up tomorrow for Halloween.
We should do. I hate dressing up. I hate it so much.
I wish I had some form of dress-up character I could go as.
I'm not wearing a mask for 4 hours. I'll tell you that right this second. If you want to see me?
You love that mask.
If you want to see me pass out while Hulk Hogan's on screen, then fine. Yeah. I'll be feeling the heat.
Yeah, we'll have a feel in this studio.
Yeah.
Michael Dominguez said, "I illegally stream TV and all my students. Think that affects the ratings? I watch consistently, but cheap cable is $75. Too expensive."
I think that's always been a factor. I don't think it's any more a thing now. So no, it wouldn't affect ratings overall.
No, I'd say so. And finally, Jesse Venable said, "Fiend will take his mask off and Bray takes the pin."
Hmm. I don't think that's wise.
Correct.
Yeah.
Maybe
might have been feeling the heat.
Yeah, it's true. Maybe it's some sort of spot where Seth like rips off the mask to reveal, you know, Bray underneath, and he's a different character without the mask.
God.
It would be really bad. I'm not saying it's a good idea. I think it would be horrible. I could totally see him doing it.
You shouldn't have said that out loud.
I know. As we know, they watch this show.
Oh, yeah.
So they're going to get their ideas.
I just think
from
if
us.
You put ideas out in the universe, sometimes they come true.
Oh, sorry. We have just got one more super chat from Harsha Cherukuri, who said, "Both the brands are so awful and boring. Wrestlers like Dolph Ziggler are being wasted. Such disgusting storyline for Rusev. WWE needs some good writers."
Yep, it's not been the greatest recently, and I think the ratings reflect that because everything's been down for them.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.